If you walk at the down to the end of the hall, so there's a nice gym, which many of you have checked out once or twice, at least. But have you ever been to, I don't mean that this is not a real gym, but have you ever been to a real gym? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'll tell you a story that actually never happened. But there was this guy, you know, he heard at the table, you know, all the guys talking about their the this's and the that's. And he's walked into the gym once or twice, and he's a little embarrassed, so he walks out. So he decides he's going to do it right. You know? And he goes and visits one of these, like, real legit bodybuilding gyms. Now, we're talking about a guy, Rabbi Albert will probably remember this much from about 18 years ago, not more. Talking about a guy who went in, just to understand what his body form is. It literally, he can get a hernia. Don't make a joke, guys. Okay, anyway, he can get a hernia like curling a can of Coke. Okay? Shh, don't say anything. Anyway. Let me even yovel. You started off that way. Anyway, so this guy goes and visits the bodybuilding gym. And he sees, I mean, nothing personal. You look puny compared to those guys. You know what I mean? These guys are just, they're huge. So this guy, he opens a door. And he goes in, and it's like me'ain olam haba. He's like, wow, like I could be like this one day, you know. So he goes over one of the people, you know, one of the monsters over there, and he says, "How do you get that? You know, drugs. There you go. That's the only drug reference tonight. Anyway, but yeah." He says, what do you mean, how do you get that? You take little guys like you and you eat them. I'm joking. Anyway. He says, what do you mean? He says, you hit them dumbbells. He's like, how could you talk about those guys that way? You know? And he says, what do you mean? He says, well, it matters what you want to work on. You want to work on your buys. Y'all want to work on your tries. He's like, the only buy I know is bicycle. The only try I know is tricycle. He's like, come here, man. He says, see that? He says, yeah. He says, pick it up. He says, pick it up. He says, kid, what do you want to work on? You want to work on your chest? He says, yeah. He says, all right. So go to that bench thing. Lay down. He's like, yeah, I'll get a chest like this. He says, yeah. Guy lays down. 130-pound guy doesn't try and bench press 330. At the beginning. It's not a good idea. If you think about the muscle over and over again, you know what I mean? You think about the story, it hurts. Anyone who's ever tried that. You know what I mean? This was the mistake of Karach. This was Karach's mistake. Karach came to Moshe Rabbeinu when he gathered very big tzaddikim, 250 of them. And he came with a big taina. He came with a very, very big taina. And his taina is so emes, really. He says, Kulam Kedoshim. Kulam Kedoshim. Who could prove to me that his taina is emes lamitoy? Every single day, we all say something that his taina is 100% emes. Kulam kedoshim. Every single day, the beginning of your day. Not modani. Can we have it? No. Way before that. Close. It matters your minug. That's the truth. It matters your minug. Elokai neshamash nesatabi tohoirihi. Every single yid says every single morning, Elokai neshamash nesatabi tohoirihi. Do you know why every yid can say Elokai neshamash nesatabi tohoirihi? For those of you who have never art scrolled that. Yeah? Elokai. My. Yeah? Our God. My God. The neshama shenasata bi Tahoirahi. Why? Because every single person has an neshama that's a chelek melukai mimal. It's a chelek melukai from Hashem mimal, from up above. We're all a piece of the Shechina. We're all mamish attached. And that's what Korach said. Don't you understand what's going on inside every single person? Kum Kadoshim. Why are you the only people? Why is he the Kohen Gadol? Everybody should be able to go lefnai lefnimel. Every single person has elokai neshama shenasat to be tahir. So where's this mistake? Where's the mistake of Korach? So I saw a beautiful, beautiful vort in a sefer called Orach HaPayim. I have it in yeshiva. Orach HaPayim. It's a sefer on kas. And he says an amazing thing. He says that Korach came with two tainas. Everybody knows the two tainas that he came to Moshe Rabbeinu la'alacha. I'm sure you heard it maybe over Shabbos. What are the two tainas? Tzitzis, tcheles, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Okay. Let's go through the story real quick. We'll do it b'kitzer. What happened with the tcheles? Let's go. Yeah? So he comes with a taina, this big blue baguette, you know? Flappy, like talus, big blue. Not this like rainbow type that you find on the moshavs, man. One big tcheles, man. You know what I mean? One big tcheles. And he says, Moshe, does it need tzitzis? Now, I have a question for you. Was he just chepering? Was he just making a late sonnet of Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, like they ask that kasha that you can't really have an answer to, that you don't know how to answer it exactly. Was he doing that? Or they really held that it didn't need tzitzis? Anybody have a raya that they really held that it didn't need tzitzis? If you look at the Medrash, you look at Chazal, you know what they say? It says that Korach and the 250 came cloaked. They were wearing the beged. I got news for you. That's a big no-no. If you have a four-corded beged that needs tzitzis, you better have tzitzis on it. If not, you're over nisr, the mevatel mitzvah, whatever you want to call it. But that's a big no-no, and these are big tzaddikim. So they actually held that it didn't need tzitzis. If you went into their, their room that was full of svarim, yeah, do you think it had a mezuzah? No, they held that it didn't need. What was the cheshbon? What's Takab Shah? It was Korach Lashitasa. Korach held. We're all the same. Why do you have a little chut? Why do you have a little chut of tcheles? Because the chut of tcheles reminds you of the yam, and the yam reminds you of the rakia, and the rakia will remind you of Yizya Kovin. I got news for you. Yo, man, if you're an outer space dude, you can't get closer to God than that, right? If you have like this big tcheles beged that's straight, however Rakia gets you to Kisei HaKavod, but it does, right? I mean, they're like flapping to Kisei HaKavod with this big blue thing. But he's like, it's in your face, what more do you want? I have a room full of svarim. I need a klein mezuzah with one parsha of Kriya Shema. That's what I need? I got the whole thing. I have Avos Hashem, I have Torah, I have Kol HaTorah Kula in front of me. I need a little mezuzah on the door. Kulam Kadoshim, we have a neshama. I don't understand. So what's his mistake? And this is a very important nekuda in life, in everything in Avodas Hashem. You know what his mistake was? What's Taka Pshat that a person has at one string? Why is Korach wrong when it comes to tzitzis? Why was he wrong? The answer is, because you have to think. And Avodas Hashem to grow, you have to think. You have to think. Why is there one string? One string blue. Why blue? On tzitzis. What's tzitzis represent? Tzitzis is a beged. The Rishonim speak out. It's the beged of an eved. It's the part of the team. The team that I'm on. I'm an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one tzitzis, one string. On that. What does it look like? Why is it blue? The ocean. Ocean, what does that look like? It came from the ocean. Find the Rakia. Why the Rakia? Why would Hashem want me to remember? I know the Chazal. Why would Hashem want me to go from here to there to Kisei HaKavod? I gotta think. And it's one stage at a time. Each person on their level. however you understand it. Yeah, it starts off with the mezuzah. What does it say in the mezuzah? What parsha is in the mezuzah? It's true. You can have a room full of svarim. You can have kol haTorah kula. You can have everything. But that's awfully big. It started, Shaychus to me, what do I know? I know one thing. I know Shema. This I know. And I know Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, and I know Ahavas Hashem. That I know. And let me think about that. What is that? Why is there a mezuzah? Why is there a mezuzah outside my door? Why is that? Outside of my door? Hashem is protecting me from outside, protecting me inside. But Korach made a mistake. Korach thought you can just make it. In a workout gym, if you think you could just make it, this little scrawny guy walks in there and tries for the first time in his life to bench press 330. He's got a cracked rib cage if he's lucky. But guess what? Navodas Hashem, you know what happens to you? You're dead. Hazara Korev Yumas. If you think you're on a certain level and you stop working to get where you're supposed to be and be honest with yourself of where you're holding, you know what happens? Nothing. Nothing. You know what happens? Depression. You know what happens? Averis. Because you're not honest with yourself of where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. The Chafetz Chaim says that this was one of the mistakes of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, why didn't they want to go to Eretz Yisrael? What, they didn't have Amun and Bitachon and Kodesh Baruch Hu? They see all these giants, and you see everything like looks weird, and everybody's dying. Like, but these were very, very, very big tzaddik and very big people. So Chafetz Chaim says that their mistake is that they thought for Hashem to be with us, to be on our side, you need perfection. You need perfection. And Kalev, what did he answer back? No, you don't need perfection. You got to be you. You have to be you. So as long as we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as we do what we're supposed to do on our level, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us and we'll be okay. And they said, no, you don't understand how big these people are. No, you don't get it. They're so big. If we're not perfect, there's no way. Hashem wants everything from us. And Kalev said, no, it's not true. Nucha, we can. We can. Yes, we can. Because we're just supposed to be us. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Each person on their kaiches, on their level, that's what the Bar Yoyim wants. Famous from Chaim Vital, that he had asked the Arizal. He asked his Rebbe, he says, I don't understand. You know, the Rishonim, the generation before us, they didn't bring Tikkun HaOlam, they didn't bring Mashiach. Before the Rishonim, you know, the Goinim, they didn't bring Tikkun HaOlam, they didn't bring Mashiach. And before that, the Amoraim, they didn't do it. And then, you know, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, even the Tanoim, they didn't do it. He says, we're going to do it. We're going to bring Mashiach. We're going to bring Tikkun HaOlam. It's a good question. You know, I could hear a person saying, why should I bother? What's the point? We're done. You know what I mean? We're done. No point. It's a very good question. And you have to realize how big, you know, that generation of Chaim Vital and the Ariza, how big they were. And they felt like, Chaim Vital felt like this is just not, it's not no geya. By us. Halach has come of kama. So we really have to know the answer to that question. And the Arizal answered that, I'll give you a mashal. Give me a mashal for the answer. You drive a bike, right? All types. Yeah? Yeah? All types. When you're going uphill, like it's really a crazy hill. Yeah. What is it called? Gear, right? What gear do you get into?
Lower gear.
Huh?
Lower gear.
What happens to your legs?
Faster.
What happens to them? Could you stand on a chair and please show me? No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. Anyway, it looks something like this. Now, here's Stryker walking up the hill. Right? It's a joke. You're not getting anywhere.
Your mind's not getting anywhere. You're doing so much, and you're not moving. You ever been in a 5.0 Mustang, ragtop convertible? Have you ever? Yes, okay, I did too. I won't tell you why, but it was a cop car. No, I'm joking. Anyway, yeah.
When you get in the first gear, it's not shaykh. It's unbelievable. The power is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Do you know what the gears are doing in first gear? You have any idea how slow they're moving? Do you have any idea how slow? The grind. The grind. But that's where the power is. When it's so hard, that's where the power is. But your legs, you know those guys, I'm tough, I'll get up that hill anyway, you know? Their legs are barely moving and they're tackle flying. They're flying. Those guys are flying. There's so much power, but that looks like you're doing so much more. No, you're not doing anything. Came out. And that's what the Arizal answered. By us, every single thing we do is so hard in comparison to the chlorokite, how posh it was. You went to the Beis HaMikdash and you saw clarity. You felt the Shekhinah, you margish the Shekhinah. It was so easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, they had their issues, whatever it was. But it was so clear. And by us, it's so not clear. It's so not easy. You know, in our generation, I heard many years ago from Rabbi Yechmiel Chassid. He was a Rebbe in Beis Yisrael, Rebbe in the Mir. And I think he's in America now. He said an amazing thing. If I remember correctly, I heard it from him. He said that there's a thing called Milchemes HaYetzer. In our generation, there's a Milchemes HaYetzer by most people. There's a war. Should I not? There's a cheshbon going on. It's how do I not get caught? You know, that's how it is. Like, okay, how bad should I be? I'll take advice from Stryker on that one. Anyway, you know, that there's a milchama. There's a milchama. And anyone in this generation that feels that, yeah, I have a milchama. Do you know how beautiful that is to Hashem? That, yeah, I feel that their taki is something I should or shouldn't do, and it's hard for me to do what's right. How beautiful that is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the past generations, it was like a joke. Of course you do what's right. Of course. Of course. So every maisa that we do is shava much more. That's what the Arizal answered. A person could feel that he's not accomplishing because it doesn't look like I'm moving too fast. But if you understand that it only looks like you're not moving too fast because you're in a gear that does so much, you're grinding so much, so you realize that really I'm flying, and I'm flying way past other people. The Sfas Emes says an amazing. We'll start off with this kasha. This kasha. The taina we spoke about, the taina of Korach. The taina of Korach was a kulam kadoshim. But what did they want? What did he want? Emes. What did he want? He wanted more kedusha. He wanted more kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted more avodas Hashem. He wanted to be lefnai lefnim also. He wanted to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted. So Moshe Rabbeinu's answer back is a shtekum button. What did Moshe Rabbeinu answer back? Rav Lechem B'nei Levi. I understand. I know I got a lot. I want more. A lot more. Look at my blue cape. Anyway, yeah? I want more. So, Rav Lechem B'nei Levi. I heard you. It's very nice. I'm ignoring you because I want more. That's all. So what was the answer? So Sfas Emes says in a beautiful, beautiful shot. Sfas Emes says that the bigger a person is, the bigger a person is, the more of a tzaddik he is, the more of a kaddish he is. The closer to Hashem he is, he realizes how precious every single mitzvah that a Kaddish Baruch Hu commanded is. Every opportunity to do something that's Ratzon Hashem, every opportunity for Kirvah of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is so precious. The bigger you are, the more you chap. Wow, you have a mitzvah? You have the opportunity for a mitzvah? Speak to a Talmud Chacham. Speak to a Talmud Chacham. Emes. A Talmud Chacham. And you tell him, I'm in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem. He's trying to make you feel good. What are you learning? You think he really cares? Yeah, he does. He cares more about what you're learning than you care about what you're learning. Because he knows what Torah is. Do you have a vort? Could you tell me a vort? Maybe there's a vort that I never heard before. He understands, be'emes, what every word of Torah is worth. Tam Torah Kenei Kolom, he knows. He really, really knows. He knows it's more kedai to invest in 3 more minutes. A guy asked me, he says, Rebbe, should I come to the shmooze? I have to leave early. I was like, yes. So I can make fun of you when you leave. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Why? Because maybe you'll gain something for the 10 minutes before you walk out the door. Rebbe, should I come this year? I'm going to be late. Yes. Come. Yes, come this year. Why? Because you have the opportunity to learn, so come this year. The bigger you are, the more you chap. So you know what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Sfas Emes? You know what Moshe Rabbeinu was answering? They come with a taina, kulam kadoshim. We want more. You know what he said? Please, B'nai Levi. Ravachem B'nai Levi. Do you have any idea how special it is what Hashem gave you? Rav Lachem. Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. Don't you understand? Do you understand what you can do? Do you have any idea what you could do? Do you understand? Could you just do? You don't understand what it means. If you do this, you have no idea what it's doing for yourself, what it's doing for the world, what it's doing for Klal Yisrael, what it's doing for everything. Just Rav Lachem, please, just do this. And we know him, Eina Nili Mili. It's me, money. There's this big picture. You have you, and there's Klal Yisrael. Please, I heard a mashal. I think it's from Rapam, that each person with their job, their tafkid, their tachlis in life, is a gem. It's a gem in the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gem. It's based on a medrash. It's a gem. It's a gem. If you do your gem, do you have any idea what the crown looks like? If that gem is missing, do you have any idea what the crown looks like? You could have the most beautiful Moshe Rabbeinu crown in the world, gem in the world. The most beautiful Aaron HaKohen gem in the world. But guess what? If you're missing the other ones, the crown looks ridiculous and you can't even put it on the king's head. He'll chop you in half. You can't do that. That's not a crown. Rav Lechem B'nai Levi, don't you understand? You have such a schuss. You have the opportunity to be you. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's a Maisa with Avraham Cutler. I apologize for not quoting it exactly. So you can ask whoever might know the Maisa. But the way I remember the Maisa is that somebody once went to speak in learning to Avraham Cutler. And he asked the Kasha to Avraham. Avraham Cutler answered. And he says, I don't really understand. And he asked again. And Avraham Cutler answered. And he says, oh, you mean like this? And Avraham was like, no, it's like this. And the guy says, oh, you like this? And Aaron Cutler started to cry. That's how I remember the Maisa. If not, it's nice to make one up anyway, but that's how I heard the Maisa. Aaron Cutler started to cry. So the person felt terrible, like making Aaron Cutler cry, like maybe I'm like too big of a nudnik, you know? And maybe I was asking too much, maybe I was chutzpahdik, maybe I should have just walked out the first time when I didn't understand, maybe it's not covered for the Gadol Ador. So he asked him, says, I'm sorry, Chabet Mechila. So Rav Aaron Cutler says, no, he didn't do anything wrong. He says, I'm crying because I'm a kani, or I'm jealous of you. When I learned Torah, said Rav Aaron Cutler, it's easy. I understand it. I know what to do with it. And I can build and build and build, and it just goes. I don't know what it's like to have to work like you're working. I am so jealous of you. Each person in his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something in mind for him. That's it. And that's why it's so important. I remember when I went to Yeshivas Mir, Alts Bacher, I remember my mashkir told me, he called me by my English name, he says, Josh, do not look at anyone's shtender but your own. So I was like, but maybe it's bigger. Maybe it's not wobbly. I don't know what he's talking about. Until I got to Yeshivas Mir. And I realized what he was talking about. Do not look at anybody's shtender but your own. Your Gemara, your level, what you have to work on, your Avodas Hashem. Like in a workout room, there's no jealousy if every person's maxing out. It's really like that. You know, maybe Gaiva hit the workout room, but when I was young, there was no such thing. There was no jealousy in a workout room. If you thought you were a cool guy and you didn't, you know, like this, and you're not even working out, you just came to look at the mirror, like, okay, so you're a stomach loser. So maybe make fun of him. But a guy who's maxing out, you've got these huge guys that are just come. Now it's rave music. But anyway, okay. Anyway, and everybody's so proud of everybody, and everybody's maxing out, and everybody's body is different. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to max out in us. And that's a process. That's slowly, each person on their level, what they should be doing now, and obviously you need a Rebbe, obviously you need Chaverim, obviously you need people that you can be Miyaitz with, of when and when you should move to the next thing, and no different than any coach in life, or any physical, everything's like that. But it's Hashem, it's also like that. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I'll end off with the if you do at the beginning of Shmos, so Rashi brings down that sometimes it says Moshe Rabbeinu's name first, sometimes it says Aaron's name first. So Rashi over there says, how come sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu's mentioned first, sometimes Aaron's mentioned first? So Rashi says, to tell you that they're shavim, they're equal. Kash is, I mean, they're equal. What does that mean? You guys are working on the Ani Mamins over there. We know. Le'yeh k'moshe od. They won't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Ben is the biggest. He was the only one that was Makabal the Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah Messina. He's the only, he was the un of Mikol Adam. He was the only one that was the Kli Kibel. We talked about that in the past, you know. What does that mean, they're Shavim? The answer is because Aaron had his job in life, and he maxed out. And Moshe Rabbeinu had his job in life, and he maxed out. And Korach didn't understand that life is long, and it takes a lot of work, and you have your tachlis, and where it ends up is not your business. It's the Bori Olam's business. You ask yourself when you're 15 years old, yeah? Where am I going to be in 3 years from now? Blank. I was supposed to be, I'm joking, yeah? And then when you're 18 years old, you ask yourself, where am I going to be when I'm 21? Blank. When you're 21, you ask yourself, where am I going to be when I'm 24? Blank. Why? So some of you might be thinking, no blank. I have it all planned out. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say this, but you're a bunch of karachs then. Because you made it. No. You could have direction. You could have inspiration. You could have aspiration. But where are you going to be? How do you know? If you're honest with yourself and what you have to work on, you have no idea. You don't know. But I know one thing. I'm honest with myself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this position, and I'm here to work, and I'm here to grow, and I'm here to max out. Ad Mea V'Esrim. We have less than 3 weeks left, from what you guys told me. Less than 3 weeks left. I always say, once there's less than 3 weeks left, it's impossible to burn out. I can't learn this much, I'm going to burn out. You can't. You have vacation coming. There's no way. You can't burn out. You can't. And it's the summer, and you can relax a little bit anyway. Use the last 3 weeks to be normal, but start a little strain. Work out. Work yourself out. Push yourself. Try and do everything right now in your stage, whatever that is, whatever you decide. Whatever that is, whatever your, what do they call it, your workout regimen, what do they call it?
Regiment.
Yeah, your workout regimen, whatever that is, max out. Push yourself. And you'll see the difference, the beauty in the shleimus of an avodas Hashem that you can already feel. And that means Hashem will take you throughout your whole lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give siyata deshmaya to all of us. That one shlav at a time, one step at a time, we should all be able to reach our shleimus.